The third task is another closed-eye process. So obviously, if you're driving your car, we don't want you closing your eyes on this one. But what we're looking for is, what is that perfect day, that fantasy, that idyllic day, that day that you get to revisit Camelot? So it's like you want it, not like it is. And the best way to do this exercise is, again, find a comfortable place to sit down or lie down. Posturing doesn't matter. I mean, if you're into yoga, maybe you want to cross your legs if you're really that flexible, or you want to touch your index finger to your thumb. Be sure you won't get interrupted. Put on some of that pleasant music. Now, for me, that's Pachelbel, Canon, and D, but you pick whatever works for you. Maybe it's Dr. Stephen Helper and Spectrum Suite. You pick something. You close your outer eyes. Now, if you want to go into an alpha state relatively instantaneously, you tilt your inner eyes up at a 45-degree angle and you just lower your eyelids. And for most people, you'll start to flutter a little bit, and this puts you in what's called a hypnagogic trance. So you get a little bit higher in relaxation and just breathe. Do deep inhalations. Now, we're talking about diaphragmatic breathing. We're talking about the first couple times you do this, you got to put your right hand over your belly button and breathe deep into your belly button so you literally feel it come up and go down. And it has that nice, gentle, rhythmic pulsation. And you go through this exercise a couple times, and pretty soon you just take ownership of it and it becomes your own. And if you need to, you can even go into higher levels of relaxation, say, I feel my feet relaxed and my calves are just becoming spongy and my thighs are weak and my hips are soaking into the chair or the bed and my back is just as easy and as smooth as jelly and my head, if you're laying down, is just sinking into the pillow. Just get into it, but get into that tantalizing twilight zone, that place where you can have the bridge of incident take you over to a higher state of consciousness. This is the place that Jack and I went when we said, mega best-selling title, mega best-selling title, mega best-selling title. And then the title was revealed to Jack, and he got goosebumps, called me, and I got goosebumps, and we knew we'd hit a home run. But you can only get there if you go into this heightened state of consciousness. It's always available. It's really close, but you've got to put yourself in the right resonation for it, where you close your eyes, you get relaxed, and now you start to create your ideal day. And you start by waking up in the morning, and that's the two best times to do this are right before you go to sleep. You push back sleep just 10 minutes, and then you go into sleep visualizing yourself with your outer eyes closed and your inner eyes open. You see yourself, and you do it in the first person, and you say, I see myself in a stage of my imagination. I see myself as I want to be. I see myself as strong, healthy, happy, self-confident. I see myself as effervescent and buoyant. I see myself going from assignment to assignment with happiness, joy, and glee. I see myself doing more business in less time. I feel myself tingling from the inside out. I got goosebumps, and I've had a superb day, an extraordinary lunch, great travel, and now I see myself going home, and I'm with my family. And it is better than a Hallmark card. It feels good, looks good, smells good. Our environment's everything that we wanted. My home is like I wanted it to be. It's surrounded with greenery and lushness, and I've got all the toys that I've ever dreamt of. And I see that I've got the relationship with my spouse and relationship with my kids that is just ideal. We're in high-level conversation. After we say our prayers and grace at dinner time, you got to fight for airtime because everybody's got something to contribute to tell the wows of their day, the victories, the excitement, the fun, and yes, even the problems. And we're good enough with each other that we can solve the problem in a nanosecond. And now I see myself enjoying my life and my lifestyle. It's everything I wanted and more. I'm enjoying my perfect fantasy. And now you can open your eyes and you can take yourself on this voyage. As a matter of fact, Jack and I are recommending that now we're out of that little voyage, just to resurrect the idea of it. The best time to do it is right before you go to sleep at night, because the subconscious never sleeps. Let yourself go into that sleep, lay prostrate in bed, and just visualize your day going smooth, beautiful, and perfect. And it'll be so.
So the third task is to complete the perfect day fantasy. What you want to do is ask yourself, what would my perfect day look like? So you close your eyes, you get relaxed, and you start to create the ideal day. You start with waking up in the morning. Who would you wake up to? What would your house look like? What would you do then? Would you exercise? Would you pray? Would you meditate? Would you eat a gourmet breakfast or go for a run or get a massage? What does your ideal car look like? How do you go to work? Do you drive? Are you driven? Where do you work? What does the office look like? What kind of work are you doing? What kind of people do you work with? What is your salary or income on this ideal job? What do you do for lunch? Do you go out? Do you eat in? Do people bring you lunch? And what about after work? You go home? Do you go out to dinner? Do you have drinks with your friends? Do you go to a health club? Do you play tennis? Do you go shopping? Do you meet friends or your spouse? Do you go out dancing? Do you go to a movie? Do you spend quality time with your family? Just take your day from morning until night and let yourself create the ideal image of your perfect day. Now, what you've done here in these first three tasks is you've made a list of what you want. You start to let your unconscious mind look at and create all these ideal areas of your life. And then just to kind of hone it a little bit, we start to say, what would that perfect day look like?